In the small town of Triple Falls, rain has always been more than just weather. It's been a witness to secret meetings, to first kisses, to final goodbyes. For Dominic King, rain became the backdrop to an impossible love story with Cecilia, the daughter of the man he's spent a decade plotting to destroy. Their connection begins in downpours that wash away pretenses, leaving them raw and honest with each other in ways neither expected. But Dom's life isn't just about fixing cars at King's garage. It's about executing a meticulously planned revenge against Roman Horner, the man he believes killed his parents. What happens when the daughter of your sworn enemy becomes the love of your life? When every moment of happiness feels stolen from a future you've already sacrificed? This is the heart-wrenching question at the center of a story where love and vengeance collide with devastating consequences. The Ravens are brothers forged through shared trauma and a decade-long mission. Dom serves as technological genius, Sean, the charming infiltrator, Tyler, the strategic planner, and Tobias, France, their overseas leader. Their underground network targets corrupt officials while maintaining legitimate business fronts, following a strict code: no drugs, no guns in wrong hands, no harming innocents. They've redirected millions from corrupt executives to women's shelters and gathered evidence against powerful predators. Everything changes when Sean brings Cecilia, Roman's estranged daughter, into their circle. Dom immediately recognizes her as both liability and temptation. Their brotherhood functions as both strength and vulnerability. These men have saved each other countless times, from physical dangers to despair. Yet their loyalty creates blind spots that ultimately threaten everything they've built. When Dom falls for Cecilia, despite warning Sean about emotional entanglements, the foundation begins to crack. The very bonds that sustain them become their greatest weakness. Have you ever experienced a moment so intense that the world around you seemed to fade away? For Dom and Cecilia, these moments consistently happen in the rain. Their relationship develops through stormy encounters that feel orchestrated by fate, the weather washing away their defenses. Their chemistry transcends circumstances from their first meeting. Though Dom initially views her with suspicion due to her connection to Roman, Cecilia proves herself different. Raised in poverty with a mentally ill mother, she remained unacknowledged by Roman until recently, when he offered her a position at his plant in exchange for college tuition. Their physical relationship unfolds with raw intensity. When Dom teaches Cecilia about pleasure by methodically identifying erogenous zones while shaving her legs, it's both deeply sensual and emblematic of his meticulous nature. What makes their connection powerful is how it transforms them both. For Dom, whose life has been consumed by revenge, Cecilia represents something unexpected, genuine connection, and possible happiness beyond his mission. Dom carries extraordinary burdens. His technological expertise has uncovered evidence of horrific crimes, weapons trafficking, human exploitation, and high-level corruption, implicating Miami's elite and forcing him to maintain elaborate security systems citywide. His relationship with Aunt Delphine adds complexity. Despite her alcoholism, this former intelligence operative provides guidance. As she battles pancreatic cancer, their relationship evolves. At Pretty Place Chapel, Dom carries his weakened aunt to watch a sunset, a childhood tradition. There, she apologizes for her past cruelty, explaining how losing Dom's mother drove her to alcoholism and emotional abuse. Sacrifice defines Dom. From childhood, he witnessed his brother Tobias sacrifice everything, working multiple jobs, selling beloved guitars, delaying college, to provide for their family. This shaped Dom profoundly. As an adult, he makes increasingly dangerous choices to protect loved ones, even making himself a target. The tragic irony? Learning Roman didn't kill Dom's parents comes too late. Dom dies protecting Cecilia and Tobias, telling his brother in French, "We both knew I wouldn't make it to 30. Despite his ruthlessness, Dom's capacity for compassion reveals his true character. His relationship with Zach, a 12-year-old with an alcoholic, abusive father, demonstrates this clearly. After noticing Zach's worn shoes and hollow cheeks during surveillance, Dom begins secretly leaving groceries, clothes, and cash. When he discovers Zach's father selling these items for alcohol, Dom confronts him and gives Zach a burner phone programmed with his number, a lifeline the boy clutches like a talisman. Through helping Zach, Dom heals his own childhood wounds while protecting another from suffering. The Raven's protection extends beyond individual cases. When approached about a meth user endangering a baby, they remove the threat, with Dom warning the mother, "Choose your child or the drugs, but if you endanger that baby again, you're next." Years later at Dom's funeral, Zach watches from behind a tree, later revealing that Dom was the only person who ever saw me. The epilogue shows Zach becoming a Marine who eventually joins the Ravens, leaving his combat medals at Dom's grave. Intuition isn't a sporadic gift for me. It's my daily fuel and has never failed me. Dom's intuition serves as both guide and warning system, helping him navigate danger while alerting him to Cecilia's significance. His technological expertise shows through security feed monitoring, system infiltration via fake VPN updates, and gathering evidence against seemingly untouchable figures. His custom-built laptop represents his innovation pinnacle, featuring quantum encryption, biological authentication, and military-grade processing power. The security mechanism requiring both Tobias and Cecilia's fingerprints after his death reflects Dom's understanding that his brother would need both her technical skills and emotional strength. The tension between intuition and methodical planning creates complexity. Despite warnings about Cecilia potentially compromising their mission, Dom feels drawn to her, creating conflict between mission commitment and emotional connection. Dom's awareness of his limited time adds poignancy. His statement, "We both knew I wouldn't make it to 30," reveals his acceptance of fate, driving his preparation for a future without him through systems that would continue his work after death. What remains when we're gone? Dom witnesses pivotal moments of his brother's lives continuing after his death: love found and lost, children born, healing, vengeance, and revelation. This suggests consciousness and love persist beyond physical boundaries, with Dom's influence continuing after his departure. The love between Dom and Cecilia transcends impossible circumstances. Despite their doomed relationship, they create moments of genuine connection. Through Cecilia, Dom discovers his capacity for deep love. When she tells him, "I see your heart, Dom, and it's beautiful," she recognizes a tenderness he long denied. Their final moments are heartbreaking. As Dom dies from Mateo's bullets, Cecilia's blue eyes are the last thing he sees, a fitting end for a relationship that began with their eyes meeting across a room. 8 years later, when Cecilia helps Tobias access Dom's laptop, we see his foresight. By encrypting both their fingerprints, he showed that his love for Cecilia and loyalty to Tobias were complementary forces. This final act reveals Dom's evolution from seeking revenge to understanding love as redemptive. One life, even cut short, creates ripples extending far beyond a lifetime. Through the rain and beyond, Dom's legacy lives on.